Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of Runner Rebel basketball. If you're a true fan, you're never going to like the way you lose. Close losses are the same as blowouts in the record book. Simply put, there are no moral victories. So if you're looking for consolation in Saturday night's OT loss at Boise State, you're not going to get it here. This is the third time the Rebels have gone overtime this year, and they've lost all three. And in doing so, they fall to a record of 5-5 in Mountain West Conference play. Are you satisfied with that? And what if I told you the Rebels' five conference wins were against teams with a cumulative record of 9-31? Two of those victories were against winless San Jose State. So let's face facts. Is this a great team? No, they are not. Is it a good team? I'm not sure. Is this a team capable of playing a great game? Well, ask me again Thursday, as their next match is Wednesday night at League Leader Reno. By the way, they still have road games to play at Utah State, New Mexico, and San Diego State as well. How many of these road contests will they come out on top? A great team would steal two or three. A good team should capture one or two. As far as Saturday's outcome, I'm not going to mention the 16 three-pointers that they missed or the fact that UNLV was out-rebounded. Again, I'll just say the final score was 93-91 Boise State. You're free to create your own narrative. I will say this. I'm not saying I don't believe in this team, but from here on out, do me a favor. Don't tell me. Just show me. Should be an interesting week ahead. Till then, I'll see you out at the Thomas and Mack. For ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM, I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.